All right, maximum red alert, folks. Prepare for total comms down. Prepare for grid down possibility. If you're hearing this message, that's a very fortunate thing. As you know, the purge is underway. The radical left is now purging all accounts online. The FBI is arresting members of the GOP. The bad National Guard troops from Virginia have surrounded the White House. Trump is not there, by the way. NORAD has been activated, the North American Aerospace Defense Command. The left is trying to go with a full purge to eliminate all conservatives. And this is going to be followed by a Cultural Revolution-style communist purge. If they can succeed in getting Biden in the White House, leftists are going to go door-to-door and attempt to execute anyone who had a Trump sign in their yard or anyone who donated money to Trump that was in that donations database. Anyone tied to Trump is now being targeted in a massive purge. At the same time, Trump himself is fighting. He's in a secure location. He was on the Night Watch Doomsday plane, the command plane. He was based at the Air Force Global Strike Command. The FCC put out that alert that I talked about yesterday for the National Emergency Alert System. And then on top of that, I need to tell you about Giant Voice. So hold on a second. Let me bring this up. I'm gonna put these out, these audio updates. I'm going to make them relatively short and put out multiple updates today so that they can get to you more quickly, because it just takes more time to do one big long update. So the last Trump tweet, that the text tweet before Twitter permanently banned the president of the United States. All right. Now, I mean, just keep in mind, this is corporate declaration of war against the United States of America. Twitter has declared war against America. Facebook, Google, the whole thing, the left-wing media, all of it. There is a state of war now in America. And now the last tweet that Trump had put out said, quote, the 75 million great American patriots who voted for me, America first, and make America great again, will have a, all caps, giant voice long into the future. They will not be disrespected or treated unfairly in any way, shape, or form. Well, of course, the left is disrespecting and treating conservatives unfairly. It's a giant purge. It's a giant cultural revolution attempt. The communist purge is on. This is the moment that the Founding Fathers created the Second Amendment for. This is it. It's going active. And I don't even know if this is going to get to you. If you're hearing this, consider it fortunate, because I suspect things are going to happen this weekend. This is it. But anyway, getting back to Trump's tweet, he said, a giant voice long into the future. So I learned this from other readers on Brighteon.social, which is still functioning. Even though Parler has been up and down because of the very heavy load, rumors are that Trump joined Parler. Gab has been up and down as well. Apple banned the Parler app, and Android banned Parler, and so on. I mean, all of this is happening all at once. But I learned from a reader that Giant Voice is the name of the U.S. military emergency alert system. And so I went and looked it up, and it's true. It's from americansignal.com. And there's a page there called Giant Voice Military Mass Notification Systems. And one of the subheads says, Giant Voice and Military Mass Notification Systems, as a tenured recipient of military contracts for Giant Voice Military Mass Notification and Military Emergency Alert Systems, American Signal Corporation, ASC, maintains a refined understanding of the expectations and qualifications, blah, blah, blah. And then it says, there is no margin for error in the realm of mass military or military mass notification, ASC designs systems that are faultless, redundant, and substantive to ensure multi-system integration that's never compromised and always accurate. Anyway, it's a promotional page for the Giant Voice system. So it seems that Trump was using Twitter to get a message out to the other military people about the Giant Voice system and something that's coming. And remember, that's on top of the FCC situation. Now, Nancy Pelosi is scrambling like an insane, crazed person to try to get Trump removed from power as quickly as possible. She's arranged for impeachment on Monday. And she says she's going to have a super fast, what she call a rapid impeachment situation to remove him from power. And she claims that it's necessary because, quote, for preventing an unstable president from initiating military hostilities or accessing the launch codes and ordering a nuclear strike. The situation of this unhinged president cannot be more dangerous, and we must do everything that we can to protect the American people from his unbalanced assault on our country. So what this is, they're going to set up Trump for a false flag, dirty bomb, or nuke. They're going to freaking nuke DC or set off a dirty bomb in DC or some other city. I'm just guessing DC because there's been a lot of predictive programming about that in Hollywood movies and video games and such. They might bomb DC and then they'll claim Trump did it. This is what they're setting up. But they're trying to remove Trump also so that Trump can't invoke the military authority to go arrest all of these traitors and to seize the tech giants that are committing treason and carrying out acts of war against the United States of America. And now that's no longer even debatable. That's 100% clear that that's the case, which in a sense is kind of a good thing because now we know that Trump's going to go after him. There's no longer any question. Big tech is the enemy. Fake news media, they are the enemy. The traitors in Congress, they are enemies of America. They are enemy combatants in a theater of war that they have launched on the American people. And Lindsey Graham is one of them. And Mitch McConnell is one of them. Nancy Pelosi and so on. They are engaged in acts of warfare. Now, Pelosi told reporters, quote, "This is urgent. This is an emergency of the highest magnitude. My phone has been exploding with impeach, impeach, impeach." Yeah, because she's got to remove Trump from power. Trump is about to act. So remember, what does Trump have? Trump is still the president. He is the president for the next, 11, 12 days, whatever it is, unless they can remove him. Trump has the loyalty of enough of the military, enough of the DOD, Special Forces, U.S. Marines, Space Force, Air Force, not the Army, and parts of the Navy. Trump's got a lot of loyal people out there. People know the election was rigged. They see the theft. They see what's happening. They see this massive censorship purge. This is actually, tactically, this is the worst thing that the left could do. They are alerting the American people to the fact that a massive cultural purge is underway. They are, in effect, advertising to the American people that under Biden, you will have no rights, no freedoms, no human dignity. You will be crushed. That's what they're saying. So people are understanding that. NBC News says that they have received a draft of the articles of impeachment that Democrats are planning to bring on Monday, and they're claiming that Trump, quote, engaged in high crimes and misdemeanors by inciting insurrection. Now, inciting insurrection, I know, a joke. So there are liberal Democrats who have said, quote, there needs to be unrest in the streets. Or Kamala Harris said, protesters should not let up. Maxine Waters said, if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and create a crowd and you push back on them and you tell them they're not welcome anymore anywhere. Nancy Pelosi said, I just don't know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be. And that was all during the left-wing riots of 2020, which were actual riots with arson and Molotov cocktails and lasers and bricks being thrown, and 25 people were killed in those riots. But the media said, of course, that's all mostly peaceful. But they're saying, Trump's people were involved in an insurrection. So you see what's happening here. So Twitter has purged Julian Assange. I'm sorry, the free Julian Assange account. They've purged Code Monkey Z. They've purged General Flynn, Sidney Powell, Lynn Wood, everybody. Everybody's being purged. I mean, thousands of accounts are being purged, including the President of the United States. And even Glenn Greenwald he's beside himself. He says, quote, a handful of Silicon Valley oligarchs decide who can and cannot be heard, including the President of the United States. They exert this power unilaterally with no standards, accountability, or appeal. This is what's happening. This is the communist revolution against America. This is the political coup right here. And they think in D.C., these lawmakers, they think that they suffered an insurrection on Wednesday with a bunch of unarmed, peaceful protesters like wandering around looking at the marble. Wow, this place is awesome. You know, wait till, well, I shouldn't say that, but they have not seen an insurrection yet, because an insurrection would be armed. And I fear that that's what's coming. I fear that it's imminent. I fear that a dirty bomb detonation may be imminent, or a nuke may be imminent in the United States, possibly around the DC area. Now, I don't think I told you this yet, that one of my sources has informed me that there is how to set this up. The White House is being surrounded by a 7-foot-tall fence right now, and 6,200 National Guard troops under the command of Virginia treasonous Governor Northam, who is, of course, a communist Chinese puppet and, you know, a leader of the Democrat cabal against America. Well, I've been told from my source that there is another group of government troops, would be the best way to say it, that have been loaded up on buses and are being bussed in to engage the Virginia National Guard troops and to take back the White House from the Democrats. Now, if this is true, it means we're going to see a civil war. We're going to see troops on troops fighting a civil war in D.C. regarding the White House within a matter of days. So let us hope and pray that that doesn't happen. Let us pray that Trump is now taking action, whatever he needs to take, to arrest the traitors, invoke the Insurrection Act, declare military martial law temporarily here to take our country back, because our country's been stolen. You see it, you know it. But anyway, there are troops that are on the move to engage other troops, is basically the correct way to say that. There are reports of more military aircraft in many areas of the country. There are even reports of new exotic drones, military drones I'm hearing about, that people are seeing in California around the military bases there. Conservatives are being purged from corporations all across America. They're being fired from their jobs. The media is going all out, just calling all Trump supporters mass terrorists. Online platforms like Shopify are deplatforming everybody that had anything to do with Trump or has a history of being a Trump supporter on social media. Ted Cruz is now calling Trump supporters terrorists. It's unreal. The GOP hates its own voters. A pilot of American Airlines threatened to make an emergency landing because there were patriots on the plane chanting USA, USA. And the pilot went on the broadcast system there on the plane and said, quote, I'll put this plane down in the middle of Kansas and drop people off. I don't care. We will do that if that's what it takes. So behave. So American Airlines has a pilot that can't stand people shouting USA, USA peacefully in their seats on the plane. I'm telling you, you can feel it, folks. It's about to go live. It's about to blow. The walk away movement was just completely deleted from Facebook. Over 500,000 testimonials from people who walked away from the Democrat tyranny. It's been deleted, just totally deleted from Facebook. That's Brandon Straka. Sorry, that's his group. He founded that. And then there's a rumor that John B. Wells had retweeted. This is only a rumor. I should tell you that the original tweet was deleted, so this may not be confirmed, may not be true. But John B. Wells tweeted, it said, Chinese President Xi has offered to send 250,000 peacekeepers to Washington, D.C. to ensure a peaceful transition to the Biden presidency. Well, Biden is, of course, the CCP puppet candidate, so it makes sense that China would love to send 250,000 troops to make sure that Biden gets in. And that's Chinese occupation. And that's war. At that point, folks, you should just open fire on the foreign troops. You know, we're under attack at that point, if that's what happens. Now maybe that's not true, but it sounds like it could be. We know that China has troops amassed on the northern border and the southern border and waiting to come into California, and the communist Chinese have infiltrated, you know, every governor, almost every member of Congress, and so on. It's going to be very, very ugly. So that's a brief synopsis of what's happening right now. A couple other things. There, about Trump's so-called concession speech video, many people believe that video to be a deep fake. And people have noticed that it comes from, quote, Twitter Media Studio. That's the source of it, Twitter Media Studio. So this was produced in the Twitter studios. And a lot of people think that it's a deep fake. I looked at it. There are a lot of things that looked really odd about that video. Could be a deep fake, but I'm not sure. Another thing is that there's a video on Brighton about the Ashley Babbitt shooting. And that video got something like 300,000 views just yesterday. And that the video is supposed to be from a user named QAnon Official Channel. Well, I don't even know who that is, and I own the platform. I have no idea who QAnon Official Channel is. I don't think there is an official channel for QAnon. Anyway, that video starts out, you know, it's trying to analyze the shooting of Ashley Babbitt, who was reportedly shot in the neck and killed. And it's a very slow video. It's like 6 minutes long. None of it added up until about the last minute and a half. So if you start watching that video, you're like, this is not very convincing. Yeah, I felt the same way. And then you get to the last roughly minute and a half of that video, and it shows you that at the moment that the security guy, whoever he was, fired his Glock, which looked like a Glock, maybe a Glock 21, which fires a 45 ACP round. At the moment that he fired that round, Ashley Babbitt was actually much higher, climbing over some kind of railing or obstacle, or like a broken windowsill, something like that, an internal window between two sections inside the building. She was actually up high when that gun was fired. And the gun, technically, it was pointed only at the level of her maybe hips or knees. I don't understand how that could have hit her in the neck, especially on the right side of her neck, because her left side was showing to the shooter. And so a lot of people have looked at this, and they have concluded that the shooting was faked and that Ashley, they say, isn't dead. Now, I'm not saying that. I don't want to disrespect Ashley Babbitt if she is indeed an innocent casualty of all of this. I pray for her. And I'm not trying to disparage her in any way whatsoever, or her family, you know, not trying to bring any despair to them. All I'm saying is, look at this video yourself and ask yourself, how can a gun that's aimed at someone's legs shoot someone in the neck on the opposite side of that person's body? Now, one answer could be shrapnel. You know, like you could shoot a gun at the wall. And if there's wood on the wall, it could cause some of that wood to splinter and become shrapnel. And maybe she got hit on the right side of her neck by like wood splinters or something that just happened to cause that damage. I don't know. I just have questions. That's all. There's something that doesn't add up. And remember, I'm very, very experienced at firearms, you know, thousands of hours of training, including a lot of handgun training. And I understand, you know, everything about sight picture and ballistics and rounds that can ricochet and shrapnel and splinters to the face and all that stuff. I've had my own share of shrapnel coming my way, you know, just even shooting metal targets at relatively close range. You know, I mean, I've been rained down. There's been shrapnel raining down on myself and my teammates as we're doing maneuvers and so on. That's why we wear eye protection, by the way, when we're doing that stuff. So I know how guns work. I know how all this stuff works. Something doesn't add up about that video. Okay. So check it out. It's on Brighton.com and see what you think. Bottom line, folks, sometimes I don't know if we're living in Alice in Wonderland here. I don't know if we've all taken the red pill, or we're still living in blue pill land, or what. It's like the reality is almost faked. it's crazy. Like every narrative that we hear from the media is a lie, but then there's some other layer of a narrative that might be behind that. And we don't know how Trump is involved in everything right now either. You know, elements of this, like, well, some of the protesters went to Pelosi's office and were able to copy off her hard drives and so on. That might have been pro-Trump military operatives, for example. So there's a lot of narratives right now. It's very hard for any of us to make sense of it. All I know for sure is things are about to go very hot. This is like the 10 days of darkness that the Q people were always talking about. It seems like, oh my God, it's here, because the comms are all going down. Trump's invoked NORAD. Trump's, you know, putting out secret messages and, you know, giant voice and everything else. And the FCC is telling everybody to get ready for an emergency broadcast. And Trump's out of time. This is it. So get ready. Things are about to happen. You can find me on Brighteon.social unless it goes down. So, you know, look, join there. There's a lot of information happening there. The Brighteon Social servers are under heavy, heavy load right now, just as Parler is and Gab as well. But find me on there. And also, I'm going to do a follow-up podcast here that will be posted after this one with some additional details and some more information. So thank you for listening so far. There's more coming. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. Get ready, everybody. Red alert. We are all going to war. We're going to war. We're in a war right now. Be ready.